see. And yeah, I have some questions to ask you. It's gonna be pretty easy, don't worry about it.
Yeah, no worries. Sounds good. Sounds good. I'm ready.
Yeah, all right. So the first question is, what is your role and how long have you been working here?
So my role is senior designer at ABN Group PIC. So I service both boutique and HPC, as well as medium density. So yeah, I guess I'll work on new designs, new floor plans, new facades, and design options for the floor plans. And I've also got a designer, his name's Serge, and he'll also work on similar things, so floor plans, facades, and elevations, sorry, and options. And I'll sort of overview those and just check those. And yeah, I basically sort of provide a kind of overall design check on his work, and then I also do work of my own as well, and that'll sort of go through our design manager, Andrea, and then we present those to management, so the boutique management team and the agency management team present those designs to them for sign off, and then from there it sort of goes into the product release phase.
All
Yeah.
right, nice. Nice.
And I've been at the company for 10 years now.
Oh, long
10
time.
years in August. Yeah, a long
Yeah,
time. Yeah, a long
yeah.
time. It's been the best job I've had. You know, it's been a really, really good role where I can design innovative stuff in an industry where I think needs a bit of improvement in terms of its design. I think volume building has a bit of a stigma for poorly designed houses. There's a lot of bad stuff out there in this industry. And, I studied architecture at Melbourne Uni, and there was, I guess, the common sort of career path for people to go into architecture is to go into sort of your high-end residential. If you are going into residential, it's normally high-end sort of stuff. It's not really volume building. I guess there's a big opportunity in volume building to do some good work where I think it's needed. Whereas in architecture, high-end architecture, there's a lot of good architects, doing a lot of good stuff.
That's true.
So I think volume building, where there's a lot more houses being built, it's a good opportunity to sort of try and improve the quality of design in this industry, which I think over the last 10 years has happened. And I feel I'm biased, but I do feel that boutique has led that a bit in this industry. And I think people are starting to see volume building as more of an option for them if they were kind of looking for something a bit more with a bit more of a design flair and a bit more sort of a quality design, whereas before maybe those kind of products just weren't there in the market.
Where do you take your inspiration for to improve your design and to improve the design of the company as well?
So inspiration for the
Just to create a new design for the
new
building,
designs.
yeah, for the, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So with floor plans, the inspiration will probably come from, it's probably not so much inspiration, it's more just the brief. So if management, realize that they need, say, a double story home that fits on a 12.5 by 21 meters deep lot, like a small double story, I guess from that point you've sort of got your footprint that you need to work with and the size you need to work with. And then it's just all about getting the amenity, the number of rooms in that house, and having it fit the best way that that it can, and having it flow and work in the smoothest sort of layout, and make the most functional sort of layout, and also the most efficient use of space. So with floor plans, it's kind of like an efficiency function kind of exercise, and it's like a puzzle, just getting it all to work really well. With facades, it's probably where you're more talking about that aesthetic inspiration. And those will be driven by, I guess, like the brief again might be for like a Newhampton style facade or a new contemporary facade. Generally, like when the brief comes through from management, it's fairly like broad. Like you can sort of go, just general Hamptons, or it could be just contemporary or say industrial. And then from that, you can kind of just, get pictures from online, go Pinterest, go, a lot of different websites where you can sort of get ideas for those sorts of things. And then from there, you kind of just draw on different elements that you see in different projects that could work on a volume building house. I guess we've got our houses that are a certain form,
mm-hmm.
and you know, not everything works on those forms.
Yeah,
you've got to find a way to design something that works on both. Well, it's got to work on a volume building level, in terms of it's got to be the construction needs to be simple enough for volume building to sort of do it. Like, if it's too high end or too specific or custom, it gets tricky for our guys to build. But it's also got to work on narrow product, like 12.5 up to 14, and then 16 meter wide product as well. So we've got to design a facade that's transferable across those widths, which is like a bit more of a challenge than just designing a one-off. It needs to sort of think about how that can get wider and narrower for the different size homes.
Interesting. Yeah. Lots of work.
Yeah, lots of work, lots of thinking, and it's a good challenge.
Yeah.
It's certainly different challenges that we have in this industry than you would have, say, in architectural sort of high end.
Yeah.
It's good. I like those sorts of challenges and restrictions.
That's great. What makes us different to the other builders?
Yeah. So I think from my perspective, there's a lot of different sort of references where we can sort of say, we're clear and simple, we could be kind of customer service, could be other different areas where we sort of try to get a bit of an edge. I guess for me, what I work on is, I guess, my role and sort of my aim in my career is to, I guess, set apart these businesses, particularly boutique, because you can sort of do more in boutique with the budgets, set it apart from those other builders in terms of the quality of the design. The two big parts being floor plans and then facades.
Mm-hmm.
The floor plans, I just try to get them as functional as possible, efficient, and just working really well and really nice, and not having wasted space or just rooms that just aren't working quite well. I just, just really trying to get those plans working as well as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And with the facades, I think it's a really important thing, the facades. Like, the facades are the thing that people see when they drive down the street. And so the facades, I think, is where you can really change that. You can really change streetscapes and neighborhoods through the facades. And I think the difference between boutique and other builders is that we have, I think, facades that are, well, I guess we consider them from maybe different, it might not be that we consider them from different perspective, but it might just be we have an eye for design that maybe the others don't.
Yeah.
And we have a fairly collaborative process as well, so it's not just me designing in a bubble. It's coming up with an idea, presenting it to a team of people, presenting it also to Andrea Grover, who's a design manager,
mm-hmm.
getting feedback from her, getting feedback from the team, and getting, I guess, a fair bit of input from the, I guess, the main stakeholders, and sort of reaching a kind of like a consensus on the design outcome in the end. Not that it's designed by vote, but it's guided by, I think, people that have a good eye for these things. And I feel like these other companies might not have the strength in those areas, maybe not having that eye for design with their design team, and maybe not having, I guess, other people around them that have a good eye for it as well, to sort of just do the checks and balances on them. And so, I think, the other builders sometimes will do things that are too complex.
Yeah.
They'll have too many materials, too many elements, and then they'll often do just the proportions of elements are just either too heavy or too thin, or just looking a bit like not balanced, or just the composition's not quite right. And it's like a thousand different little decisions that you have to do when you put together a facade. And if you get 900 of them right, you think you're on your way to a good looking facade. But if you're only getting half of them right, then the other half are wrong.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to sort of look at a facade and tell you exactly what is wrong with it or how it could be improved. But you can sort of tell. You can tell it's not that well resolved. And I feel like, we probably just get more of that percentage right when we design facades than the other builders. And I think people notice it too. Clients are noticing that. We're sort of being known, becoming known for our design quality. People talk about our facades and our floor plans. And now Marnie has, with the marketing team, sort of come up with a new slogan, which is boutique is driven by design.
Yeah,
so that driven by design thing sort of being our, I guess, maybe our main sort of difference that you can see. You can really sort of see that up front when you look at our houses or our facades versus other builders. It's something that's quite clear. It's sort of just making that difference more explicit to the customer, and hopefully, yeah, it's clearer to them why they would want to choose a boutique home over
the others. Totally get it. All right, what is your favorite part of your job?
Yep, so the favorite would be probably two parts. One would be the initial design sketch for a floor plan or a facade. Just putting that sort of pen to paper, or I sort of do it on the iPad, so like a Apple Pencil in the iPad, and just like that very initial sort of fluid kind of stage where the plan could go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it just ends up being a lot of scribble on a page, but just sort of laying out those bubbles where all those floor plan areas are sort of getting laid out initially is very fun, and then just kind of like setting it and just making each of those areas just more concrete each time you look at the plan, each time you review the plan. And then putting that plan into the computer is also really fun. So once you've got that initial layout in your head and on the paper, you can then transfer that to the computer, and that's a really fun part as well. Putting that in there and seeing how those spaces work, and then the next stage is sort of seeing where the other extra spaces are, where extra space is and where there's not enough space, and just adjusting and massaging that plan until it feels like there's nothing that needs to change. It's like a sitting sort of like a jelly or a concrete. It's like it's fluid at the start, and then sort of the more you look at it, the more time you put into it, the more it sets and becomes concrete, and then at the end you don't feel like you need to move anything. Nothing should feel like it needs to move 10 mil. And then with facades, it's also really fun to sort of model those as well. So once you have that sketch and that idea in your head, putting it into the computer, and then just putting it in 3D and seeing how that looks on, I guess, from street view and from above, and then just getting all the proportions right, just really refining the materials and the elements. That's really fun too. So I guess, the fun parts are
the creative part,
the early parts, the middle parts. The less fun stuff is more like sort of when it gets to checking, you know, someone else is drawing that in the master or in the sales kit, and I've got to check it against my design intent.
Yeah.
That's sort of when it becomes, you know, not as fun, but still important.
What do you like, why do you like working for Boutique ABM?
What do I like about working?
Yeah, why do you like working here in this company?
So, I mean, I guess when there was, when we were all in the office, it did feel like there was this nice culture of the company. Like previous places where I've worked just didn't have that. I think the company does have a younger demographic compared to other companies that I've worked at. And there's like, you know, more energy, I suppose, in that sort of demographic, and you can sort of have a bit of a nice office environment with staff. So that's a nice thing. But I guess I think more down the lines of design would be, I think this company is, it's led by people such as Aiden and others who, they have a good eye for design. They like to sort of push the boundaries, and they want to kind of like be, I guess, pushing that architectural boundary. And that allows me to design, as well, like, you know, pushing those boundaries as well. And then with Boutique, that sort of next, you know, second, third buyer, that sort of more cashed up client, and to be able to inject, an architectural quality of design standard into this industry is what I think, sort of the best part of my job, and the best part about working at ABN is that they, their goals are sort of aligned with my goals, and that's
nice. The best thing. You're actually not the first person saying culture as well. I'm interviewing, everyone is reply the same way. So
I think they do focus on culture. A lot of businesses don't really. I'm not sure a lot, but I've worked at companies where they don't really focus on it. At ABM they do.
It actually helps a lot, because I guess if you work well in a good environment as well, you kind of like, it's not too heavy to come every day at work, so it's more pleasure.
You like you got a nice team and a good environment, so it makes it easier to come to work.
What are your aspirations in your job? What are your professional goals?
So it's probably around
a bit more
having making a difference,
yeah.
For a start, and making a difference in this industry, which I feel does need a bit of help with its design. So talking about that stigma before, volume building, certainly 80s, 90s, and, you know, 2000s, it does have that stigma of just not being quality design. And, you know, when you go through architecture school, people don't see volume building as a career path. Mm-hmm. They see it as a bit of a joke. It's like architecture is expensive, good looking, in flashy magazines, and that's worth putting your time into. But volume building is like the ugly sort of the industry side part, where it's cheap, it's nasty, there's not good designers in there, and you shouldn't worry about that part. Just, you know, focus on the design at the top end, but then don't worry about the bottom. And I don't think that's the right way to think about it. I think, you know, the high end is good for people with money, but it's only like the 1% of people that can afford, you know, an architectural designed home, custom built. And they have a lot of people, a lot of firms, a lot of architectural practices that can service their needs, and they present really good work. So I guess to get into that side of the industry would have a smaller impact on people, and I guess Melbourne, you know, build fabric around town, around the suburbs, than getting into volume building, which I think volume building, you know, there's so many more houses being built in volume building than there are in architecture.
Mm-hmm.
And if that quality of that design is low in volume building, which I think it was, and it is at some of these other builders, to get into this industry and to sort of improve the quality of design at a company so that clients have an opportunity to buy good quality design in volume building is making a much bigger difference, a much bigger positive sort of design difference to, I guess, you know, the built fabric of Melbourne, the streets and the neighbourhoods of Melbourne. So that's sort of the big goal, to try to improve the quality of design in volume building.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right. What does make you... No, sorry. This is a bit of a tricky question. What is the most important work value for you? Like, if you have to... I don't know if you understand my question.
Most important value of work?
Yeah.
I think maybe honesty in terms of feedback is really helpful. I think where people maybe don't give feedback because they want to be polite or they want to not hurt feelings. I get it. I get sometimes, you know, getting feedback that's negative or, you know, constructive, but, you know, can sometimes be a blow to your confidence. But I try to not let that get in the way of what the feedback is. And I don't want my, say, emotions or my ego to get in the way of a better design outcome.
Yeah.
You know, if someone's got a good idea, say it, and we'll review it, you know, based on the merits of that idea.
Yeah.
You know, I certainly don't want to not explore something because someone said it in a way that I didn't like or whatever. So, yeah, whenever there's some feedback, I always explore what that looks like on the facade or the floor plan that I'm working on. I won't ever, dismiss feedback just because maybe I didn't think it was good in my head before I tried it.
Unless
it was just outrageous. But, yeah, I would always try reasonable feedback just to sort of see how that works. And if it turns out to be a better floor plan outcome or a better facade outcome, then that's good. That's good for the company. It's good for that facade. It's good for that floor plan, or it's good for
clients
buying it and everything. So
yeah.
I think that open, collaborative environment where people are giving honest, constructive feedback is probably the thing I'm probably the most.
I totally agree with you. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I rather you tell me, like, go straight to the point and tell me yes or no, bad or good, instead of just going around.
polite.
Last question and the most hard one. It's describe yourself with three words.
That's funny. It is a hard one, isn't it? Okay, so I'm passionate about what I do.
Can tell.
I do work very hard, so you would potentially say, I sort of go back to the ABN core values, so passion and relentless.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do hold myself and other people to a high standard of output. So it would be like, if it was a core value, it'd be like excellence. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and just try to keep the quality up in every task that I do. And yeah, whether it's a floor plan, a facade, or you know, checking something, or anything really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's important just to make sure that those things are as good as they can be.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, passion, relentless,
and
excellent. But yeah, to describe myself as excellent is a bit of a compliment.
Yeah.
but yeah, very hardworking, yeah. And passionate, and yeah.
Great.
You probably get pretty
weird
out of it, I'm sure.
That is good. Well, some people didn't know how to reply to this question, so you did very well.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. That's it. Thank you so much for your time. It was actually very, very interesting listening to you. Can tell how passionate you are for your work.
Yeah. Something that I'm doing for 10 years at this job, and it's a place that allows me to do it, so that's why I'm still here, you know. It's 10 years in, and,
yeah,
you know, it's a long time to be in a company, and it's good, it's the right company for me, and it's hopefully you find it the same and it works for you, and
hope
you have a good time here, and you can stay for as long as you like,
hopefully. All right, thank you so much, and it was nice to meet you, and I don't know, probably one day we will meet here in the office.
Yeah, things sort of get back to normal a bit more.
Yeah,
sure.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.